From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Democrats Thursday vowed to continue pushing for gun safety legislation in the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre after a dramatic overnight sit-in failed to force a vote in Congress. The scenes on the House floor is unprecedented in recent history. It began after Democrats took over the chamber's proceedings on Wednesday, prompting Republican Speaker Paul Ryan to gavel the House into session late at night. Ryan dismissed the protest as a publicity stunt and refused to allow votes on two bills demanded by Democrats, one to expand background checks and another that prevents people on terror watch lists and no-fly lists from buying guns. Instead, he called for votes on unrelated issues as he sought a return to order as Democrats shouted, "No bill, no break," referring to the 4th of July holiday when Congress adjourns. Meanwhile, British voters are heading to the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day for campaigning, and Prime Minister David Cameron urged voters to cast ballots to remain in the EU.
We are stronger, we are better off, we are safer in a reformed European Union, and that is why we should vote remain tomorrow morning in the largest possible numbers.
You can follow that story at voanews.com. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for help in catching people smugglers who make billions of dollars profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor and strife-torn homelands. This is VOA News. Gunmen in southern Nigeria kidnapped at least seven people, including four Australians and a New Zealander, identified as contractors for a mining and engineering company on the outskirts of the city of Calabar in Cross River State on Wednesday. Their driver was killed. Malcolm Turnbull is Australia's Prime Minister.
The Australian High Commissioner is on the scene, and we are working with the authorities, the local authorities at the highest levels.
Mr. Turnbull said the identity of the kidnappers is still unknown. He described the incident as a very serious criminal assault, and the kidnappers have not yet contacted police. In Iraq, government coalition forces pressed their five-week assault on retaking the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah. The French press agency said IS defenders have been pushed back to their last redoubts. He says almost 90% of Fallujah is liberated. Few parts still remain to be liberated. The federal police are in charge of these areas. As for time, we cannot say if it will take us 2 or 3 days, but we are advancing and continuing with the offensive. The Brigadier Haider al-Abadi says almost 90% of the city has been liberated. Colombia and the leftist FARC rebels agreed to a ceasefire Wednesday with a signing ceremony scheduled for Thursday. It's to end hostilities in a 50-year-long guerrilla war that killed about 220,000 people. Peter Hakim is a Latin American scholar with the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington.
Not only has it been the longest war, it's probably cost the most lives of any war on the mainland of Latin America. And, you know, it's caused Colombia to be among the countries in the entire world which have the largest displaced population.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and the rebel leader Rodrigo Londoño will sign the ceasefire in Havana, where peace talks have been held for 4 years. Zambia's largest privately owned newspaper has been shut down by the government over unpaid taxes. But the owner of the Post newspaper, Fred Mwembe, said the paper, a frequent critic of the government, is being shuttered in a political move ahead of August's election. The Solar Impulse 2 landed in Spain Thursday after completing a 71-hour flight from New York in the first magical solo transatlantic crossing in a solar-powered airplane. Applause broke out as the plane set down at a Sevilla airport. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.